Former President Jimmy Carter has delivered an unprecedented live address to the Cuban people. In an uncensored speech last night from the University of Havana, Carter urged reconciliation between Cuba and the United States, and he outlined a tough vision for how to make that happen. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Havana.
In his respectful but candid speech, Mr. Carter offered specific suggestions on how to mend what has been 43 years of mistrust and aggression between the two nations. He began by bluntly criticizing long-standing U.S. foreign policy.
Tengo la esperanza de que el Congreso de los Estados Unidos.
My hope is that Congress will soon act to permit unrestricted travel between the United States and Cuba, Carter said, establishing open trading relationships and repealing the embargo. The blockade, Carter said, was not the sole source of Cuba's economic problems, but he says it does impede reconciliation by fomenting anger and resentment. In a nod to Cuban exiles who lost properties following the 1959 Cuban Revolution, Carter proposed forming a bilateral commission to resolve those disputes. Most significantly, he called on Castro, who sat attentively at the front of a large student audience, to begin a shift toward democratic freedoms.
Cuba ha adoptado un gobierno socialista.
Cuba, Carter said, has adopted a socialist government where one political party dominates and people are not permitted to organize any opposition movements. Your constitution recognizes freedom of speech and association, he added, but other laws deny these freedoms to those who disagree with the government. Carter referred directly to the Varela Project, a citizens' campaign that has captured more than the 10,000 signatures required by Cuba's constitution to put a referendum to a public vote. It calls for freedom of speech and assembly and the right to elect political leaders. Jorge Mas Santos is chairman of the powerful Miami-based Cuban exile group, the Cuban American National Foundation. Last night, he praised the former president's words.
The speech was very positive. It was very courageous, done in front of the worst human rights violator in this hemisphere, but I think the best representative of human rights in this hemisphere, President Carter.
But exile groups and the Bush administration could not have been pleased to hear Carter call for an end to the economic embargo, which they hope will speed Castro's demise. Ironically, by including a bit of what everyone wanted to hear, Carter left all sides dissatisfied. Regarding the effect of Carter's speech on U.S. policy, expect none, says Wayne Smith, a political analyst who headed the U.S. interest section in Havana when Carter was president.
The Bush administration is totally committed to a hardline policy. They aren't going to budge on the embargo, travel controls, or anything else. The fact that he went down, that he addressed these issues, that he was given the opportunity to talk with human rights activists, that he mentioned the Varela Project, that gives those activists a certain legitimacy that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
Smith, like many analysts, says President George Bush won't ease up on Cuba because of the Cuban exiles' political clout in the key state of Florida. On May 20th, President Bush is to announce a toughening of the U.S. stance toward the island. Meanwhile, all week, Cubans in Havana have said they're happy Carter is here. Pablo Valdez, a 25-year-old waiter in a paladar, or informal restaurant, caught Carter's speech on TV. He says he cheered when Carter criticized the embargo, but he turned nervous when asked about Carter's call for greater freedom of expression.
Well, I think everything's okay. But, well, if there is a little bit more freedom, that wouldn't be so bad. But listen, only as long as the system we have now is maintained.
Before Carter finished speaking yesterday, he praised Cuba's accomplishments in universal health care and education. But even under tough questioning from Cuban students afterwards, he maintained that a truly free society must accommodate differing political points of view. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Havana, Cuba.